Blog Talk Radio.
Got your boy L Boogie from Cleveland, Ohio, my co-host T Row, and also Jewels the G. We broadcasting live from Phoenix, Arizona. My co-host, man, both my co-hosts are out the studio. It feels a little funny, you know what I mean? Because they out the studio. T Row, what's the deal, baby? How you liking it down there in Vegas?
Oh, what's going on to the world? Streets is talking, baby. Down here in LV, man. You know, L Boogie, man. Honestly, I thought when I left Arizona, I was going to be going, you know, to a little paradise and kick back and enjoy the weather. But, man, it's just as hot out here as it is in AZ. So I went from one desert to another. So, man, damn.
That's Southwest, baby. You already know. It's hot. It's hot like our show. What's going on with you?
Man, just down here kicking it in Las Vegas, man. Down here for the Arizona Bulldogs tournament, man. You know, it's a big, big tournament. You know, we got the NBA Summer League jumping off. We got the AAU High School. We got the AAU Junior High. And we got the club teams jumping off. So, man, when I tell you it is games upon games going on around here, man, it's love. It's hot, and it's crowded. So it's a normal Vegas day if you know, can talk to the people from Las Vegas. You know, it's just a normal day for them.
Oh, yeah. They running into the heat, man. They running into the AC because it's hot, just like us. But, man,
you know what? They on that,
you know what
they're
it
on
is.
That strip. They run into that strip.
They on that strip?
Woo!
Oh, wait.
Yes,
and
sir.
You already know what the strip entails.
Yeah,
streets is talking.
Yeah, and let me. I want to give a shout out to the Arizona Bulldogs, man, the basketball team, to the coach Granados, and also Coach JC Hells. They down there holding it down, man. But we just been unfortunate right now, and man, you ain't gonna believe who we had to open up with, L Boogie.
Who did you guys have to open up with, Raw?
Oh, L Boogie. We had to open up against Team Beverly. So let me explain to you. Down here in Las Vegas, you know, with everything going on, it's big. So, you know, we saw Big Henry Bibby. That's the father. He started it all. And then we got a chance to see old Mike Bibby. you know, the son who continues the legacy of the Bibby family. And then, you know, looking at the younger generation, looks like it's going to be another couple of Bibbies coming on in and keeping the tradition alive, you know. So those boys are pretty good. They got a couple of good pieces. But guess who was the feature coach for Team Bibby out here in Las Vegas, man?
Don't tell me my man Eddie House.
Yeah, you hit it right on the nose. Eddie House got his boys. They got some twins. They out here running and gunning like
wow.
They UNLV. Yeah, so them boys are hot. They
wow.
Number one in state for their class, you know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is when you run up against, you know, some boys who've been playing together and got it together for a couple of years. So, but big shout out to Team Bibby. You know, coming from Arizona, man, I hope they represent winning this thing if, you know, another Arizona team don't win it. But they look pretty good. The Arizona Bulldogs got another game tonight. We got a game at 7:55, and, you know, we're gonna get it in. You know what I mean? And if we win this game,
yeah,
I'm pretty
yeah.
sure we're going to be able to continue and play tomorrow. But, L Boogie, you got to see it, man. It's on fire, man. It's so many NBA. I ran into your boy Jeff T, point guard for the Atlanta Hawks. Down here around McDonald's. It was about 3:30 this morning. He getting him a Mac double and a medium fry, keeping it light.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know the first thing. You know the first thing on the marquee. The first thing on the marquee is the British Open, and we all know what that means.
We getting ready to talk about that boy Tiger.
Bands to make her dance. Bands to make her
the dance. Golden Child.
Bands to make her dance. Bands to make her dance.
What?
Bands to make her dance. Bands to make her
dance. You already know.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods.
That's the thing,
we need you.
What
right now,
doing, man?
He's down three shots. He's down three shots. The leader is Zach Johnson. He's up three shots. Tiger is tied for fifth. But let me say this, bro. I have some interesting stats about Tiger.
Talk to
the
me.
Last six majors.
You got some interesting stats.
Listen to this. The last six majors, Tiger Woods, Thursdays and Fridays, he's a minus six. Saturdays and Sundays, he's a plus 21. So my question to you, Ro, he's tied at fifth. Will he stay on the leaderboard or will he fall off?
Well, hell, Boogie, you know, I had to learn from you, player. I ain't going to lie. I had to learn from you because, you know me, man. I don't like Tiger. I love me some Tiger. You know what I mean? And for Tiger not to not have won a major up until this point, man, and just from that stat that you just given me, wow! I wanted to say that he going to be up at the top of L Boogie, but Saturdays and Sundays, a plus 21, huh?
Yes. He's a plus 21.
Oh, yeah, he ain't going to be in the leaderboard.
Go ahead.
He gonna drop. That boy about to turn into a piece of doo-doo. You know it, and I always tried to back Tiger up, give him the benefit of the doubt. But man, you just every time, man, I have to come into the office, and you know, look at my Monday stats and my notes, and see that Tiger, you know, went from fifth to flunk. So I don't want to say that he's gonna win. I don't even think he's gonna be in the top five. Nah, man, that dude's gonna probably finish in the top. In top 20, tied for 20 or 40, he ain't going to do nothing more than that, man. So, Tiger Woods, yeah, he ain't been to the strip club, L Boogie. He don't hear us yelling at him. You know what I mean? We trying to get through to him. But for whatever reason, he ain't calling back, man. He needs to chat with us, man. He needs to tweet you at the L Boogie 15, you know what I mean? And let us know what the deal is. Because, Tiger,
no
we just trying to help you, man. We are supporters of the Tiger Woods. So come on, Tiger, let us support you.
You already know. The streets is talking. 347-855-8896. blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, Streets is Talking with a zero. That's not a typo. And remember, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Tell a girlfriend.
Man, I hope you already know. I hope Tiger gets it together. We all know Tiger is struggling right now. I made a big prediction a long time ago that Tiger will not win another major until the next Summer Olympics.
Woo!
I don't think Tiger is going to win another major until after the next Summer Olympics. That's just my opinion. I'm not hating, and as you would say, L Boogie, you're being so disrespectful. But I'm not.
Man,
I'm just
almost
speaking the real trio I see.
I'm almost at a point to where I agree with you, man. You know, 2016 look about right. And that's a long damn time away from now. You know what I mean?
No
yeah,
question.
Buddy, but hell, buddy,
I'm just going to ask
you. About...
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I just want Tiger to do this one time for me, bro. That's all.
You got to get it in. Tiger, you like all the flavors.
I just want him to do
that. I'm bringing some of them cards back. Say, L Boogie, tell Tiger I'm going to bring him some of them flip cards they be trying to flip at me out there on the strip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
do it.
Enough about Tiger.
I got something I want to get at you about. It's NFL football time. Rookies are reporting to camp. You got the Browns rookies reporting. You got the Carolina rookies reporting. Chicago Bears, everybody this weekend. But the Dallas Cowboys. Everybody's reporting. No rookies, no veterans. It's everybody. They have a new defensive coordinator. Your boy Josh Brent just retired.
Damn right.
Because of the situation. And also, Eric Wright from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just got traded for a conditional second round in 2014 to guess who?
Who?
The San Francisco 49ers. The streets is talking, man.
They just add color to the backfield. They don't need Eric Wright.
They don't need E. Wright.
Nah, San Fran is thick. But you know what? I must say this. Them boys are smart. San Fran know what they're doing because they're going to use him when they really need him. And you know he going to show up because them boys in San Fran ain't playing. And when you got a coach like Joe Harbaugh standing in your corner or on your sideline each and every week doing the things that he does, yeah, you're going to be used just like Colin Kaepernick was. You just act like it ain't nothing, and then all of a sudden, bam, in your face. Here it comes. So I better take that back on what I just said. But he will be used. In the 49ers, state of gold type of mind, you know what I'm saying? So them boys about to get it in. I'm not mad. I'm just going to say that San Fran is turning into the new England. Yeah.
Wow. The rich get richer, huh?
You know what they doing.
The rich get richer. Wow.
Yeah, well, good old.
So
my question.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say, yeah, good for San Fran. Now, let's get back to the Cowboys. You know, see, it's a different type of mentality going on with Jerry Jones. We got Tony Romo skipping out on practicing for the little golf and all this stuff that he be trying to do. You know what I'm saying? We got him off of that. You know what I'm saying? We got things that are changing in the deep, and it's for the better. Not just the rookies, not just the kickers, just not the quarterbacks and the centers. When I say get all y'all asses down here, I mean you better get here in a hurry. It's sad that we had to have a guy retire all because of the, you know, drunk driving situation. For all my youth that are out there listening to the show, say, don't do drugs, Lawrence Taylor style. You know what I mean? So my thing to that is that, you know, homeboy messed up. He had a pocket full of change trying to do 120 around a curb in the rain. Come on, man. You knew what was going to happen if something tragic happened like it did. So it was only right for him to retire so that way he can keep his money, L Boogie. He didn't want to have to try to fight and grind a new team because, you know, it's already tough nowadays trying to get on a team, especially when your background is not up to par, so to speak. You know what I mean? So, you know, I wish my man good luck. It is what it is. He put it on himself. You know what I mean? So hopefully he'll be able to continue day-to-day life. You know, I don't wish nothing bad on that guy. He wore a star on his helmet, but he made a hell of a bad decision, and it cost him his career. So as long as that brother can keep his head up and keep living day-to-day, it's all good, you know? Mama told us, L Boogie, you got to have something to fall back on. This shit ain't going to be here forever.
I hope he listened. Maybe he was, you know, like I said, I don't know if he learned, bro. He just flipped the car with his best friend in the car. He just violated his stay out of jail card by testing for marijuana not once, but twice.
Yeah.
They finally let him get back out of jail. He's gangster. I don't know what's wrong with him. He really needs to go see somebody about that problem.
Because he's a wankster. He ain't no gangster.
Wow. To our callers out there, we're going to talk a little bit about the NFL, the starting preseason camp, the rookies are reporting. I just want to get some of your take on what do you think about your team. It's been a lot of draft, a lot of trading, a lot of free agency going on. We'll talk a little bit more about the, you know, what's going on with the NBA and who's doing well as far as the rookies. Also, a sticky topic I want to talk about, and it's with you, Ro, out there with the AAU, the good and the bad of AAU basketball. We're going to get into that. So that's what we're going to have coming up on the marquee. And, Ro, I want to take you to a commercial, right? I want to take you to a commercial right quick. And when we come back, I got a couple questions for you. Then we're going to go to our callers. Oh, man. It's hot. It's Friday. And don't forget, we got freestyle. We got Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III. We got Montego Dre. We got Charlie Hustle. And you know me always on the intro. Your boy L Boogie. You know what I mean? Man, it's Friday. It's Friday, man. And I hope the people out there, you know, kicking it. And let's go ahead and go into commercial. When we come back, we're going to holler about that NFL and what you think about your squad. Your boy L Boogie and T Row. Let's go. Blue,
like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp. Fly, that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, crazy blue.
You know
like
when you're
St.
down.
St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp.
You come from the bottom.
Fly,
you at your lowest.
That it's hard to know just
it's only one thing left to do. Stimulate your mind, girl, it's Friday, you ain't got shit to do. I put you on to some real shit, if you ain't scared to take a hit or two. Stay away from that Reggie, can't deal with them middlemen. Who gives a fuck if he keep them clean? You can't ride on them little tins. They say they got it, they ain't got it. They don't seem to feel no guilt. Got peanut butter but no jelly, got cereal but no milk. Where I'm from, that's a half-ass nigga. Half of the time, old half-ass nigga. Mad cause they can't get down with the team. Still sitting at the end of the draft-ass nigga. Getting high on these low-life. Dead to chumps, give them no life. Cut them loose, keep your knife. Don't meet a hoe and make her your wife. Don't make a hoe your husband either. Hard to win the game when you're playing with a cheater. I be telling them that you can't change niggas. Better off keeping that change for the meter. How high? Just came from the OG, man. My eyes so red, man. That M-E-T-H-O-D, man. I'm talking about pimping, been since pimping, since been pimping, I'm talking about no near another motherfucker, say that near another, Tell him no more, Mr. Nice Guy. You hoes way past half-baked. If I got paid to hear chicks lie, would've made more cheese than Kraft make. And these niggas be acting up, Riri must be serious. Wonder what the shit hitting for, real niggas is curious. These niggas stuck on my old joint, already know how to hop feel. Let a chick know she is not low, even though she in high heels. 600 for the gas, that ain't nothing but a hot bill. Bitch, don't be a hot kill, you know over here.
We get high. Crazy blue, like they know most by love so sharp and fly, that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, high, crazy blue.
Woo-wee. I don't know what happened to the music. Maybe because it's so hot. But it's your boy, L Boogie. We back in the studio with your boy. And my man, T-Row, is on the road. He is in Las Vegas, Nevada at the AAU tournament. What the deal, Ron?
Hot. Yo.
It's hot, baby.
Ooh, it's super hot down here in Las Vegas, boy. I'm telling you.
Street.
Oh, man. I would have been out on the strip, man, but we've been out there all day, man. We've been running and ripping and running since 7:30 this morning, man, trying to make sure we make all the games and things, you know. So, yeah, I would have been out there in the streets, but we're going to get right back out there in a hot minute, man. We got another couple of games to go to before the show ends. So you'll be hearing your boy in motion and things and trying to get to the gym. You'll hear whistles blowing and shoes screeching and everything else, you know what I mean?
No doubt. Before we continue, man, let me give a shout out, man, to Uncle Joe, man, down in the land. Also to my big cuz, Ray Nathan, man. He got a toothache right now, so he can't get on the line because, you know, he be hollering, man, about these sports. So, Ray Nathan, I hope you get well, man. Give a shout out to V, Dave, you know what I'm saying? My little baby cousin, you know what I'm saying? She just, you know, my little cousin, his daughter just had a baby. So, shout out to Ray Nathan and the people out there. You know what I mean, in the land. So, bro,
streets.
I got a question. The streets is talking now. It's the NFL, and which stands for not for long. So, as I look, you know, I'm looking at these conferences and training camp is about to start. I know you're digging your Cowboys. So I just want to ask you, man. First of all, in the NFC. Since you're, you know, we live in an NFC culture. Who's your favorite? And I know you're going to say Dallas for every question I give you. But let's say this.
Damn,
who's your favorite besides the Dallas Cowboys? Who's your dark horse? And who's going to be the team who's going to disappoint you the most?
Well, you know what? I'm not really going to pick Dallas on all of them, but I must say the team that's going to disappoint me most was going to be my team, the Dallas Cowboys. It's been happening since the 90s, and no matter how good we start off, no matter how strong we finish, we've only won one playoff game since 1996, 1997. What type of shit is that, L Boogie? So what I'm going to say is the team
Ooh-wee.
That would disappoint me most would be my own Dallas Cowboys until they prove me wrong. Now, the team that I really, really am digging right now out of the NFC are the San Francisco 49ers. I never thought that I would see the time where the 49ers would be back on top after Joe Montana, after Steve Young, after Jerry Rice. You know, we saw how long it's taken these guys to get here, but they have finally put the pieces together as far as the coach, as far as the team. And everything seems to be a great fit right now for what's going on in San Francisco. My surprise team in the NFC, unfortunately, will have to face that beast in San Francisco, which is going to be the Seattle Seahawks, man. It's just something about Seattle's defense. And if the offense can keep under control and do the things that they did last year, you're definitely going to see a clash of Seattle and San Francisco more times than what you like. You know, because we already going to see them twice just twice a season because they're going to play each other because they're in the same division. But when you start talking about playoffs, we know that there's a possibility that they could meet up again and settle the score that way. So, you know, it's just these young quarterbacks that put their teams in great position. You know what I mean? So it is – I like San Fran to come out the NFC. My surprise team is Seattle, and my most disappointing team is the Dallas Cowboys. So there you have it.
Wow. There you have it. Well, let me say this.
I didn't shock the world.
You tried.
So now I got to ask
you.
Keeping it in the NFC, who's the team to beat? And you better not say Green Bay. And who's the team, your surprise team, and who's the most disappointing team?
Well, I'm going to say this. The favorite to me coming out the NFC, I'm going to have to say Seattle. I cannot give it to San Francisco because Kaepernick hasn't proved anything to me. Yeah, he got to the Super Bowl, but
what?
He didn't win it.
Do it for a whole year,
and then I'll jump on your bandwagon. See, now all the teams can prepare for you for a whole season now. They got film on you. They can critique you. And you know the NFL, they break you down. They break you down to the very last compound. You know how the NFL do. They get film
right.
on you, Bleed. So – That's going to be my favorite is Seattle. My dark horse, I'm not going to say Green Bay Packers. I'm going to say the New Orleans Saints. Reason being, they didn't get a player back. They got their play caller back. They got their coach back.
Right.
So that's going to be my dark horse is the New Orleans Saints. And my disappointing team that's going to be out of the NFC, watch what I tell you. The San Francisco 49. They're not going to do as well as everybody thinks they're going to do because they've made these additions and Colin Kaepernick is under the center for 16 games. Don't forget, they might be in the toughest conference in the NFC.
Yeah.
With Seattle, St. Louis is getting better by the day. We live out here in Arizona. I mean, I'm not knocking them, but in that NFC, the NFC West is a tough conference. So we'll see what happens with them. Also, let me tell you who else is going to be disappointing. The Washington Redskins. Don't believe it. As Public Enemy would say, don't believe the hype. Yeah. I'm telling
you,
I'm not a big believer in the Washington Redskins. Please do not rush that guy back. I hope he does a Derrick Rose. Sits out the whole year.
That won't happen.
Just sit the whole – I know it won't happen, but I need him to sit out the whole year, Ro, because I don't want him to get up in there and then he becomes B.O.B., a bag of bones.
He already that. He's just an exceptional bag of B.O.B.s.
So before we get to the callers, who's going to be your favorite in the AFC? Who's your dark horse, and who do you think is going to be a disappointment?
All right. Well, once again, my top dog. I'm gonna have to give it to him because I mean he just does it, but he can also make it a disappointment, but I don't think it'll be a disappointment this year. My top dog is Denver, man. Not only is Peyton Manning going to come back and tried to do better on the 13-3 record. But you know that defense is not going to let Peyton Manning down this year. My sleeper to come out of the AFC, my sleepers to come out of the AFC are going to be the San Diego Chargers. I know it sounds crazy.
Wow.
But that's my sleeper team. I know it sounds crazy, but that's my sleeper team. I'm going to put it out there. Come on, San Diego, don't let me down. Don't let me down. And then my most disappointing team that's going to rise up to the occasion just to fail, it will be the Houston Texans again. It's just something about that team, man. They get so far, and then they see Denver, Baltimore, or New England, and they fold. They can't get it done. You know what I mean? So they're gonna set us up by having
right.
that. You know, they 11-4, 12-4, 13-3. You know, maybe even 14-2. But what's gonna happen when the playoffs start? They might win the first round. But we know they're going to get their ass kicked in the second round. And it's just, I want to pick Houston to do better. I want them to be the team to beat. But when you have to go up against such top quality quarterbacks, Flacco, Manning, Brady, come on, man. You know, it's just, you got Schwab. Come on, man. It's just, yeah. What's yours, man? The AFC, I just, yeah. Well, who your AFC? Who you got in the top on the AFC list?
It's and you know it's tough. And you know my favorite to come out the AFC, and I know you're gonna trip on this, but I have to go with the Texans. They get Brian Cushing back. They've sewed up some issues on defense. And I know they have issues at the quarterback position. I know they do. But I just think that they have a chance. Because you know who my dark horse is? The Miami Dolphins. Watch out for South Beach. Watch out for those Dolphins. They're going to make some noise. They're kind of hot right now.
Right.
Even though it's bringing some type of bad publicity with Trayvon. But it's still hot down there. So that's my dark horse. And you know and you know who's gonna be my disappointing team this year?
Who gonna disappoint you in the AFC?
Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. They will not survive.
Now, hold on, I can't bite my tongue no more. I bit it in the NFC. Now you gonna say the AFC and Tom Brady are gonna be the most disappointing team in the AFC?
They will not make the playoffs. You heard it here first. Too much going on over there. Wes Welker has left. Both of your top two tight ends will not be playing most of the year. We know Hernandez. We will never see him again. But we know Rob Gronkowski probably won't be available to the fourth, fifth, sixth game of the year. Who are their receivers? They rely a lot on the passing game. No knock, but Tom Brady is getting a little older. And I ain't going to knock it. Another dark horse, people are saying, you know, I was back in my hometown. You know, the streets is talking. And you know the motto of every year in Cleveland is always next year. So they thinking they the dark horse this year. But we going to see. We going to see who going to be the dark horse this year. We going to see. So
right.
Before we continue and get on to some more NF, some more, other topics, Let's bring in a caller right quick. We're gonna bring in two callers, but let's bring in the first caller. Almighty, you on the line, baby? You ready?
What's up, El Meeks? What's up, T-Ro?
Hey, baby, what you doing? What's going on?
You got it. What's going on with y'all?
And you know,
man,
we're living in
just dissecting this.
We in this heat. It's hot, and you're in the silent. We ain't cut the AC on. You feel that heat burning on your neck, bro? Why, brother?
Oh, yeah. It's been pretty hot in Cleveland. It's been pretty hot in Cleveland.
Hey, big brother Almighty.
We ready to take the AFC over? Did you hear that, Al?
Say that again, Al. What did you just say? What did you just say, Al?
Did you hear that?
Yeah. You said the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, we taking the AFC over.
Wait a minute. Oh, man. Oh,
man. Ain't no nothing. We taking the AFC over.
Y'all only won three games last year, brother.
Huh?
You only won three games last year. You going to win 13 this season?
Oh, yeah. We're getting everybody. Everybody get done in this year. Offensive coordinator, great offensive coordinator with rings, man. Trent have 1,800 purpose yards, probably about 14 touchdowns. Easy. How about that?
Y'all look like a D-League football team.
I know that ain't T-Row talking about. When Dallas ain't made the playoffs since 2000, what? With Tony Romo? Come on, man. And y'all steady getting that joker contract?
$55 million in the back pocket.
And they won a playoff game in how many years? Come on, remember Jason Garrett?
Jared Jones getting talk, man. I never thought I'd see the day.
Come on, man. They don't work. I got them Browns. I got them Browns in the AFC. Dark horse,
so
maybe.
Man.
Huh?
You think the Browns can beat Pittsburgh with Pittsburgh pieces not being fully together? You think they can still get through Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh? Who is that? Are you talking about them guys down there? Them guys in Pennsylvania, man. I don't even say their name. You talking about them girls that wear yellow towels, man? Is you kidding, man? Come on, man.
What about the cross-town rival in Cincinnati?
What about them? Man, come on,
man.
They've been
spanking y'all, man, last couple of years, man.
Camaro driving niggas ain't got nothing coming, man. Them Camaro driving guys.
Listen, man, the streets is talking. The streets is talking. I had somebody down at Sweethearts on Monday, man. Listen, Al, Mighty, you're still drunk from Monday. You're still drunk from Monday, man. You're going to tell me the Browns are going to take over the NFC North? Oh, my goodness. Too many shots of Hennessy, baby. The streets is talking, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to buy a bottle.
You get it? We running the North, man. And my team in the NFC would be Atlanta. Y'all
what?
Forgot. They just picked up Steve. Yeah, Atlanta. Dark Horse.
Atlanta worse than the Cowboys. They came
man,
to Atlanta. Burn and won their first playoff game ever. Well, I ain't
Atlanta.
Gonna say ever, but I mean in a long time.
Atlanta.
But I'm just saying.
Atlanta. I got Atlanta, Dark Horse, Seattle. Most disappointing, Detroit once again, because they got a whole bunch of number one picks over there. They ain't did nothing yet. So that's me.
Except for throw for 2,000 yards into one receiver.
Yeah, but he throw for him, but then he throw to the other team. The rest of the receivers is his other team. They forgot about that.
The other team
have a lot of receptions over there.
Yeah.
Man, I got one more question for you, Al. One more question for you.
What's that, Al?
Is your quarterback, Wheaton, will he get you to the playoffs? It's all about your quarterback. It's a passing league now. Yes, I know you got, Richardson, but, hey, your quarterback got to make plays in this league today. And I don't think you got one. Do you?
Well, I'm going to put it like this. Norm Turner don't give him two games. He don't give him two games. And then Jason Campbell will come in and we don't run the division. Did you get that? I said it first. Hello.
Great.
Did you?
Oh, I got it.
Street.
And guess what Campbell stands for?
What?
Campbell's soup. They gonna be eating him up. Campbell's soup with that guy. Are you kidding me, Jason Campbell? Oh my goodness, man.
I'll
you better go back to the lab,
stuff.
Man. Hey, you better go to Muni football. Go get a quarterback from the Bulldogs. Groom him up, and he might be ready to play for the Browns, man.
Man, I'm telling you, you remember you was a Bulldog quarterback. Jason Campbell got that magic. You remember the quarterback got to make magic? Yeah, he got that magic. You remember that?
Yes.
Okay, then. I'm going to like
so.
That, brother.
I hope so, because I didn't hear it here first from the big
Excuse
brother. Almighty. I can't wait
to
football
I know Tony Romo's number one fan is not talking, man. Tony
hey,
Romo,
hey,
come on, man.
Hey, we going to get it done, man.
What is he, a country singer? He hasn't been,
oh,
been engaged
man.
About three of them country singers. What, he write songs? Because he sure don't write wins. Let's put it that
hey.
Way.
Hey, as long as he get me more than three wins a season, I'm good.
I'm trying to
hey,
tell
you,
you, got it,
you know
man.
It's always, you know it's always good to holler at you, man. Streets
oh,
are talking,
yeah.
man. You know what it is.
Oh yeah, ain't no what love.
No doubt, no doubt, man. Big
yeah,
brother,
big brother
almighty on the
on.
Line, man. Tony, man,
he
because what he just
out.
Said, I don't, I gotta find what drink he drinking, man, because that was crazy. He said, the Cleveland Browns is going to run the North. Are you kidding me?
Hey, man, whatever he was drinking, I'm going on a strip to the liquor store, man. I'm buying me a bottle of that, man. I'm walking around and do it big for Big Brother Almighty. Because I don't see how Cleveland is. Yeah,
so,
you got to get more than three. If you win four, that's, you know, you did an improvement. So you run the North. I hope you can get, you know, 9-10 wins. But that's going to be tough.
Right. Man, they went 5-11, man. We're going to see what they do. But our next caller, Ro, now we went from a Cleveland Browns fan to a Pitt. We about to go to a Pittsburgh Steelers. A Pittsburgh Steelers fan, man.
Uh-oh.
So,
it's about to get heated.
Finny Blanco. You on
what
the line,
do,
Finny Blanco?
What it do, El Mix?
Oh, man. No doubt,
Big
no
Blanco,
doubt.
What's going on with it?
Finny, let me ask
what's
you
up,
this.
Dick?
Man, say, I know you just heard Big Brother Almighty say that Cleveland was going to run the North. I know you probably done dropped your phone about four times trying to get in on the line. What's your thoughts on that, man?
Well, if Hennessy make you think talk like that, I ain't never drinking. Ever. Believe that. I ain't never drinking. But I want AA all day long saying talk like that. Come on.
So what's your Pittsburgh Steelers gonna do? It's a lot of moves being made in Pittsburgh. You know, Coach Mike Thomas still at the helm. What's your Pittsburgh Steelers gonna do this year?
Well, we're gonna make some moves. We're gonna be in the playoffs. You know, that's not my issue. My issue is on how we run our offense, our play calling. You know, because to me, you know, I've always been a short yardage pass man with Ben and using Miller, because Miller has always been Ben's savior all the time. That was set up to all that deep passing all the time. So if we can consistently hit Miller and keep the short passing, we'd be fine. Now, who I think is going to be the sleeper team and got to watch out for is Cincinnati. First of all, Cincinnati is real quiet and tough. Very tough, you know.
Right.
So that's who I watch out for. As far as I don't think who I think gonna be tough, I like Houston. I do. I like Houston. Houston's real tough on defense, and I think they gonna bring it to Denver. And I think Denver ain't gonna do nothing. I think they gonna just, you know, Manny had a good year. I think when they put the wood to him, he ain't gonna be good as you think he is. He just had one lucky year. He was on the ride. Now they done made some adjustments on him too. So I don't think Manny's going to be that tough, this, in my opinion. I don't think he's going to be tough. In the NFC, I think the Giants going to be garbage. And I hope Cole listening, too.
MPG?
I hope he's listening. They're going to be garbage. I'm going to say this, too. Okay, you said something, too, kind of made me mad. I couldn't believe you said it. You think Flacco is a top five quarterback?
Not top five, but when you play in the AFC, that's going to be tough who who, you know, Houston is going to have to see. And I just don't believe that if they face, you know, a Flacco, a Manning, or a Brady, I don't think they're going to succeed and move on to the next level. You know what I mean? So
right,
the next round. That's what I was saying. I wasn't putting Flacco in the top five. Okay. Let's get that straight. I forgive me if that's how it sounded. But no, he's not a top five. I just, you know, just making it clear that, you know, if Houston had to face Baltimore, Denver, or New England, it ain't going down.
And then the next, I got to make a comment about your boy made a comment about Campbell. Now, look, I'm born and raised in Cleveland. Now, how does
and a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
And my dad, God rest his soul.
And a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, are you kidding me?
Look, while you're playing, I got a throwback Brian Sykes jersey, too. Look, old man, and never wore it. But look, he made a comment that Campbell going to start. Never in this millennium, they're going to have a brother start in that stadium. He got to get hurt, but I guarantee it's going to be somebody else. They're not going to let that happen. I don't care. And Campbell ain't going to put up no numbers. That ain't going to happen.
Who's the other quarterback? So is that Colt McCoy? Is Colt McCoy still there?
I don't know. I don't keep up with them bums.
He's third string.
I don't keep up with them bums. You don't listen to Steelers, man. I mean,
Denver
Diamonds. No bums.
NBG, Denver Diamonds. So, Ben, before I let you go, what's your prediction about the Pittsburgh Steelers this year? Do you see them going to the playoffs? Realistically, don't be biased. What do you see your Steelers doing this year? We're going into training camp. I need a prediction before everybody lace them up and put the jock straps on.
Yeah, we're going to find a way to get in the playoffs. We're going to find a way.
You got to keep Big Ben upright. If he can stay straight, you know, you're good. But when you get him limping, he's dangerous when he's limping, too. But, you know, you got to have Big Ben healthy. You know what I mean? Really. Because Big Ben can kill, you know.
He can, but also, too, when you got a good system, you put somebody in there, like you said earlier, young quarterback, you got a good system in place, all you got to do is find somebody to not lose the game. That's all. And I like Ben.
That's it.
That's my dude.
Right. I like Ben, too.
There you have it.
Streets.
Well, Ben, Streets is talking. Ben, Benny Blanco from the Bronx, we appreciate you calling in, man, and being that Pittsburgh Steelers fan that you are. Loyalty is a lifestyle, and I like that in you. All right?
Okay.
So, man, there you have it, Benny. We appreciate you calling. Hey, Ro, before
tell
we go to commercial,
do,
man.
Tell him what to do,
he got to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. You
gotta
already
tell a girlfriend.
Know. So, we got one more caller before we go to commercial. Then we go, you know what I'm saying, get some callers from the D. But I just got one more caller, man. He didn't tweet at me and all that. This is Reggie. He was, you know, born in Cleveland, lived in L.A. Now he's back in the land. So, Reg, you on the line with me, man?
Yeah, man. I just got something
there
to
you
say,
have
man.
It.
Can y'all hear me?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Right.
No question. The world can hear you, baby.
Right, check this
loud,
out.
Clear.
I didn't hear plenty of people jump on here. They get to screaming, especially that last cat talking that Cleveland clown stuff. Let me tell you something, bro. I'm about to school you something about your squad. And I'm in Cleveland. And I watch these bums on a regular season. The only reason why I watch them because that's all they show out here in this bum-ass city. But the other let me tell you something. Before you can talk about the Browns, first of all, them chumps ain't even got no logo. They named after the Cincinnati Browns, which is Paul Brown. Get your facts together, brother.
Yeah.
Right. They that garbage that they ain't never won shit. The last time they won shit, they didn't even have face masks. Third of all, they ain't nothing but a farm team because I ain't even going to lie. I would love to play with the Browns for a year because the minute you play for them and leave any Cleveland sports team, automatically, you're going to go somewhere else to get a ring. So let it be known that when you play for the Browns, you're destined for a ring. It just ain't with that boo-boo and brown. And the ultimate question, what color is shit? It's brown. So does it? How many how many fools you know play with the Browns on Madden? Keep it real with yourself. Right, man. I'm a diehard Laker fan, man. Ain't don't nobody bleed more purple than gold than me, man. That's how I live. All my squads come out of California. And my only squad, my football squad, I love them Steelers, man, because that's how we do in L.A., you know. Hopefully we get my Raiders back or we cop us something back in L.A. But the Browns, dog, you better not ever tell nobody you're a Browns fan, man, for real. That is, like, almost embarrassing. You can't even go to another city and tell some women, I'm a Browns fan, and collect some numbers. It's just ridiculous, man. I ain't going to lie, man. That's what happened when you listen to that rap music and he say, I'm on that good cushion alcohol. You better listen to something else, man.
Hey, Reggie, check this out, Reggie. Now, we need your top AFC team. We need your sleeper from the AFC. And we need the team that's just going to downright disappoint you in the AFC.
I'm just going to break them down all the way out the gate for you, man. And they might be ugly, but fuck it. This is how I get out. I like them Jets. I like them. And mind you, I love the Steelers, but it's gonna be a bang out up in that North, though, man. But it ain't gonna be with the Browns. It might be with them Steelers, but I'm thinking them Ravens got some emotional high still left in them. I like them Colts. I like them Broncos. I like them Seahawks, but the 49ers
go.
Better step up or they're going to get their head popped by the Cardinals. I'm digging them Saints. I like them Packers. And I like them Redskins just because that black boy broke his leg. And he wore ugly socks. Right. I don't care how none of y'all feel when you call
this.
Back in and talk about me, whatever. You can meet me in the park and we can shoot some one-on-one and I'ma still talk trash to you. Right, I'm calling all you lames out. Now, take it for what it's worth. That's how I get out.
Let me tell you this, Reg, and I have to say this, and I'm going to tell you this, and people always get on me about this, but I'm going to tell you this about the Denver Broncos. They MBG, man. Nothing
right.
But garbage. Get them
right.
out of here.
I can't stand that quarterback, Peyton, with his bad neck. I can't stand him, man. And I hate that they played him.
Man.
I hate they played AP and gave AP the comeback player. I mean, because, you know, my boy was supposed to do that thing, man. You don't come back off no toe-up knees and run all them yards.
There you have it, man.
Right, anybody can toss that ball, man.
But
can't nobody run that field like that, huh?
Can't nobody run that field.
Right, can't nobody run that pill like that there, man. I don't care what you, and the bad thing about it, he breaking through tackles. Peyton sitting back there, he back there running out of the pocket.
Right. That's what it is.
There you have it.
Right.
Hey,
you know, I'm 45 years old, man. If didn't nobody know, like I say, it's whatever. But I done seen some of the greats play. I done seen some O.J. Simpsons and some. Everybody can't say they done seen the juice, the killer, for some of y'all that don't know. Right, some of y'all ain't never seen him jump through no airport and do what he do, but I done seen some killers, man, and I done seen some goons, but that boy AP, he the truth.
That's what it is.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Big Brother Rex.
Hey,
Rex,
I gotta tell you something, man.
Yo.
We appreciate you, and listen to this. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a girlfriend. And we about to go to the Quiet Storm, man. It's the remix. Mobb Deep, Lil' Kim. When we come back, we gonna holler about this AAU thing, and we gonna get a couple more callers in. Hey, my callers from Dallas, man. I got you. Don't worry about it, baby. Stay on the line. Oh, Freestyle Friday later on.
Niggas can kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen beat to attack. Only your fly bitch like that can leave him relaxed. Rockin' to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm fighting instead. Yo, it's some real shit to make you feel shit.
dump them in the club shit. Have you out and out when bumps it? Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club shit. Have you out and out when bumps it? Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, bitch, hard as a cop, bitch. This shit not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lot. Where my nigga rock, like the fuck a lot. My book launched out, speak for itself. Like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer, the UNO competitor. I'm 10 steps ahead of ya, I'm a leader, yeah, I'm some following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. Bitches suck cock just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M O B B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D double E P. Bruh, yeah, I wish I lived a life I lived. And yo, proud of me. Tell them what this is, done. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my shit. I need that shit to boost my adrenaline. Yo, rock that shit. That real life shit makes bitches wanna thug it. Make the projects love it. We come through like fuck it. Yo, want problems? Pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaker with his twin ghost is gangster. How we rock while you watch. Attracted to our style. This is how we get down. With big jewelry and big guns. We get busy. It get grisly. Beat niggas bloody. Twist niggas frontin'. Get to running. For the men's get to jumping. The fans get to thumping. MOBV. Got the whole spot jumping. When my niggas step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
The real shit. Shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club shit. Have you out and out when bump this. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when pop that. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Real baby. Hip hop.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. I got my co-host T-Row from Dallas, Texas, Juelz the G from Los Angeles, and I'm your host, L Boogie, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, man. Phoenix, Arizona, you hear me? Oh, yeah. And don't forget, we got Freestyle Friday coming up later on in the show. But I got another topic I want to holler about before we get to some more callers. I got a situation that I want to holler about, and that's AAU basketball. I have a couple questions about that. We've been going back and forth, me and my guys, and I'm very, you know, kind of like, you know, disturbed about it because I think it's a gift and a curse. For some, it can be an outlet and it can help you, but for others, it could be messed up. For an example, you have a ball player, he has nothing but talent. He's good. His game doesn't evolve. He's jumping on AAU teams at 10 o'clock a.m. He's playing with Team Bibby. At 12 p.m., he's playing for Team Dynasty. At 2 p.m., he's playing for Team Philly. And in between all of this, there's no camaraderie. There's no practice time. You don't practice. You don't practice with the guys. You're just playing. So my question to the world, what do you think about this AAU basketball? Is it helping the players or is it hurting the players? You have a lot of coaches who sits on the couch, not really that good. Only thing they have is money. And with that money, they can entice and bring the players in like a rabbit with a carrot, and they're in their program but not learning a damn thing. It's tough. I'm really not a fan of it in a situation. Some guys just play AAU basketball and don't even play for the high school basketball team. Or they get noticed in AAU and then they'll transfer from the state of Ohio to the state of Florida to play for a team or play for, as where T-Row is, Team Finley. That's Academy. That's stationed down in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I want my people to weigh in. Let me know what you think, you know, about what's going on with this. T-Raw, you there with me, big dog?
Oh, man, you know I stay on your side, baby. What's up, man? Say, let me tell
you're
you.
You're down
L-Boogie.
There in the atmosphere. I'm listening.
You know what it is, L Boogie. We talking about the streets, ladies and gentlemen. We ain't talking about nothing nowhere else because we know there are some AAU teams that's doing it straight up, A-plus style. But there are we talking about the street teams, baby. These street teams nowadays are really getting out of hand with it, man, putting these guys on these teams, and they getting it in. Like L Boogie mentioned, they not even playing on their high school squad, but yet they can be a A-plus star player, a five-star player on the AAU squad and get all of the attention and the excitement from the guys who are really, you know, at the practices every day getting it in. You know what I mean? So, you know, but you know, L Boogie, when we were growing up, there was a select teams. You know, we were part of a couple of select teams. And so by doing that, you know what I mean? I can't really knock them because for the simple fact, sometimes you need that A1 squad to make it happen, to make other teams know that when we walk in the building, you already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? And what I've seen so far out here, man, it's been a great job. I haven't seen too many. How can I miss? I haven't seen anybody with a gap that's wider than the next crew. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is pretty tight knit. You know, we don't know too many of the other teams because there's teams from Wisconsin, Detroit, California, Minnesota, New Mexico. They just from everywhere, you know what I mean? And you just see, like, it's kind of different, L Boogie, to be honest with you, because what I see out here is a lot of parents showing up, supporting their kids. And I'm talking about these gyms are packed. And I don't know if it's just because the NBA Summer League is out here and, you know, it's a mixture of all the AAU stuff going on, but it's been thick. And, I mean, these guys are making a lot of money this weekend in Las Vegas. Not that they don't make a lot of money every day, but just from having all this going on right now, man, I'm amazed. And I'm going to say I really can't knock them on what they're doing. It's just from some of the stuff that we've been a witness to that I have issues with. You know what I mean? So, you know, what I'm looking at now, it looks like things are kind of changing. But at the same time, we do have a sprinkle of competitors out there that are trying to take advantage of the system. You know what I mean? And that's not cool, man. This is our youth.
You know, it's I'm going to go to the negative side of it, Ro, because just like Shabazz Muhammad, for an example, that's one example, lied about his age. Then you have guys who recruiters such as Roy Williams, you have recruiters. I can recall, Ro, when I was coaching these teams and some of these, and the streets is talking, I'm not going to snitch on anybody or any of the coaches, some of the coaches that do things like this. Let me give you an example. Some coaches from the NCAA know, how do I get to this kid? Not through the parents, but from the coach who's coaching. And what the coach do? Remember, some of these kids don't have a good family background. When I say that, I mean on the money part. So what do the coaches do? And some of the coaches, either they're doctors or they're lawyers or they're pharmacists, if you know what I mean. And they pay these players. How do they pay them? With shoes, with uniforms. You don't have to pay to play for some of these AAU teams. And those are kind of like the elite teams, the teams that are just getting into it just for the fun of it. A lot of the coaches ask the parents to pay because you can't go out of town on air. You have to pay for for vans. You have to pay gas. You have to pay for hotel rooms. You have to pay for these guys to eat. So the teams that excel are the teams that are funded. For an example, who wouldn't want to play for Team Bibby when your owner has over millions of dollars and you don't have to pay anything? You just show up. Who wouldn't want to
Team
do that?
Bibby.
It's a lot of... Yes. And the thing, and then,
yeah,
then one thing that I'm very skeptical on with this two row is that they're not learning anything. What are they learning? I don't understand.
Yeah.
They're not learning anything from AAU basketball to me. It's hurting the college game because a lot of these guys are just getting recruited on AAU basketball. And I'm not talking about fourth and fifth grade. Let's take that out of the equation because it's still pure down there. It's still pure down there. Let's talk about these high school guys. Are they in the gym working on reverse pivots? Are they in the gym working on drop steps, how to pass with your left hand, how to pass? No, they're not. Because they're talented and they're elite, they just play. And I think it's hurting the fundamental pureness of the game, this AAU basketball. It's killing the sport. That's just my opinion. The streets is talking. 347-855-8896.
Preach,
go
brother.
Ahead, bro. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but go ahead.
No, man. You
I'm just
speaking
so,
the truth, man.
I'm,
I can't interrupt the pimp when he's speaking the truth. You know what I mean?
No doubt. No doubt. I'm very hurt because I can recall when I played, and I played, and listen to this, it's changed from when I was playing. I mean, I'm an older guy, so I played on two teams, bro. I played on a team with he was my coach. His name was Pat Vianchek. We had practices. We had to do raffle tickets to raise money to go to the Nationals in Florida. But on my other AAU team that consists of Jimmy Jackson, Lawrence Funderburg, myself, Mark Becker, it was called Team Ohio. And we used to, they used to come pick me up. We didn't have to practice. We just played. So it's a couple things that go into these type of situations. So to my callers, when you call in, please give us your take on that, on this pureness of this AAU basketball. What do you think? So, man, we're going to go to a quick commercial, and then we're going to come back. Now, listen to this. I've been listening to all of you say these things about Trayvon Martin, and I just want to give – this is a tribute to our man, he got on the air, did a public speaking the other night, and I must say I was very, very touched by what he did, and that's our president. I appreciate what you did, President. So we're going to go into a commercial, and when we come back, we're going to get some of this take on the situation with this AAU basketball. So if you out there, please listen in, 347-855-8896. Remember, tweet me, at LBoogie15. So let's go, guys. Freestyle Friday, we hot. Shout out to Sine, Lingerie Football, Cleveland. Let's go.
I ain't write this shit, by the way, nigga. Some real shit right here, nigga.
Real shit you ever quote.
Yo.
My president is black, my Lambo blue. And I be goddamn if my real thing too. And mama ain't at home, dad's sitting in jail. Tryna make a play. Anybody seen this kid? My president is black, my Lambo blue. And I be goddamn if my real thing too. My money's like green and my choice like gray. Great white, heavy as killer whale. I cannot believe this. Who knew it came?
And I say a miracle, cause the shit is hysterical. About my nephews and nieces, I will email Jesus, tell him forward to Moses and CCI. Not the sole survivor, just that make me a convict. Be all you can be, now don't that sound like some dumb shit. When you die of a crude oil, that's black as my nigga boo. It's really a death storm, that's word to my nigga clue. Catch me in Las Vegas, AR Arizona. Rep for them real niggas, I'm winning in California. Winning in Tennessee, hands down Atlanta. Landslide Alabama, on my way to Savannah.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop with my co-host T Ro and Jewel G. It's okay, Ro. I got you, baby. It's your boy El Boogie. We gonna book it down, baby. It's Friday, so you know we gonna. I got you.
They dumped me in the elevator. You know,
man.
They got security job up tight in the elevators, boy. I'm telling you.
They got you, big dog.
Man, snap me like with my picture and everything, holding my phone up and everything. Shut me down real quick. I ain't take both of my feet didn't even hit the elevator. It cut off. Boy, them boys bad in Vegas.
Oh yeah. Like my man. Hey, listen. Like my man, 2 Chainz and Pharrell say, I be fresh as hell when the feds watching. You already know.
You already know,
baby.
Yeah,
man. We got a lot of hot topics tonight. Let me review before we, you know, continue and move on to our next callers, man. We got Tiger Woods. He's 3 shots down, tied for 5th. We talking about the NFL. Who's your dark horses? Who's your favorites? Who's going to be your disappointing teams in the NFC and the AFC? And we also talking about this AAU basketball. Is it a slave? Is it a slave shop? Or is it benefiting our youth? callers. Call in, give us your take on the show, give us your opinion, and remember, it's the streets is talking. And when we talking, we like E.F. Hutton, baby. Everybody listening. Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
So.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go to a caller from Atlanta, Georgia. T-Nick, you on the line?
Call a call from the baller. My mama said, please don't call her. Do what I did.
Tell mama Nick, I say yes, ma'am.
You know what I'm saying?
hey, you say don't call. Yes, ma'am.
You know what I'm saying? Man, let me tell you something, man. Anytime I can step out the cell and get into the asylum, man, I love it. You know what I'm saying? I listen to it all the time. Let me tell you, you know, every time Boogie called the show, he tell us, you know, I love the show so much, I'm listening to it, you know what I'm saying, while I'm riding downtown. I love the show so much, I'm on the shuttle bus on my way back to my car. Man, I love the show so much, I was just that Longhorn with the earpiece in my ear, you know what I'm saying, old school, and my wife looking at me like, who are you listening to? Who are you talking to? You know what I'm saying? I looked at her and told her, the streets is talking. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want to tell you. Man, let me tell you something, man. You know, I heard a whole lot of dudes from the land that called in early. First of all, you know, I got to bow down to Big Al, Big Brother All Might. You got to bow down to him because you always fit the real. But I heard some other ones call in, man, you know, that's hurting me. You know what I'm saying? And for those who don't know, man, I'm affiliated with Cleveland. You know, I go way back to where the proteges, the homeboys, the brothers, the BCOs, the Dynamite Devils, you know what I'm saying? Tyke, Jahar, Papa Smurf, they was walking the streets. That's how far back to Cleveland I go. I ain't 45, but I'll be 40. You know what I'm saying? So you can call me 40 water this year. I'll be 40 this year. So let me tell you, man, I heard, first of all, any brother from the land that's a Shitsburg Squiller fan, he's a sucker. I'm just going to tell you straight up and down, he's a sucker. You can't be a Squiller fan. You cannot be a Squiller from the land. You cannot be. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm listening to, and forgive me, brothers, if I got your name wrong, Boogie Down Bronx and Red from Cali. You know, Red from Cali, you went to Cali, came back to Cleveland, you a Cali fan, and, you know, you love Oakland, and you from Cali, you love Pittsburgh. How do you be all the way in Oakland and love somebody all the way over here in Pittsburgh? You know what I'm saying? Do y'all even know that Pittsburgh is real hilly, got them hills, you know what I'm saying, got them hillbillies in there? Do they even know that? I don't think they know that. You know what I'm saying? I think they're just in love with Lynn Swan and Stallworth and Bradshaw and all that. Man, let it go, man. You know what I'm saying? Use a squiller. You know what I'm saying? Use a squiller. I tell you straight up and down. Use a squiller. And for my brothers who were telling me that, you know what I'm saying, we doo-doo brown, nigga, doo-doo come in green, too, in green and yellow and orange. You can doo-doo corn. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't talking about the Packers and all that, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? We was named after Paul Brown. Hey, I'm going to give him the history because he don't know the history. We was named after Paul Brown because Paul Brown found the team. You know what I'm saying? And then once he sold the team, he became the coach, and we fired him as the coach. So then he went to Cincinnati to go find the Bengals. You know what I'm saying? So you should have been a Bengals fan before you was a Squiller. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go ahead and let that go, man. I'm going to go ahead and let that go. I'm going to go ahead and let it go. You know what I'm saying? I'm let it go. Hey, NFL sleepers, I'm going to jump on with Big L. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say the Browns, and I'm down in the ATL. You know what I'm saying? I ain't on no dirty birds. I'm not with the dirty chickens. You know what I'm saying? I'm Cleveland Brown up and down. And like you said, you can't tell no girl you ain't a Browns fan. My baby, no. My Georgia Peach, no. I'm a Browns fan up and down. I'm looking at my couches right now, and they orange. You know what I'm saying? My couches are orange, and my couches is brown. I can tell you that right now. You know what I'm saying? I can put it on the phone, and she can verify it. You know why? Because I'm a sports official. We ain't artificial. We official. I can tell you that right now. Hey, you hoops, man. It's killing it. It's killing it, dog. Boogie, you right, man. It's killing it because everybody want to be friends. They play AAU together, so by the time they get to college,
yes,
and by the time they get to pros, they want to be on the same team. They want to be cool with each other. You know what I'm saying? So they all that AAU, man. Let the AAU go, man. Whatever happened to repping your city? Whatever happened to repping your squad or repping your hometown? Whatever happened to that? You know what I'm saying? Like you just said,
absolutely,
at 1 o'clock, they playing for the GT Killers. You know what I'm saying? At 5 o'clock, they playing for the Georgia Bulldogs. At 7 o'clock, they playing for the Big Cat Killers. And for those who don't know, those are all that Atlanta teams, for those who don't know. That's all I'm telling you. And the 4th and 5th grade, AAU dudes, if you got your kids playing AAU at 4th or 5th grade, somebody need to slap the hell out of you, because all you doing is funding for the dude who's older, because you paying for your kids to play, but those 11th and 12th graders, they ain't paying for their kids to play. You know why? Because they got the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th graders. Y'all paying y'all money, and all they do is funnel that money to the older dudes. You know how I know this? I run a parks and rec department. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? And Boogie, you know this. Thurgood Marshall, dog, you know this. You know what I'm saying? You know
yes,
how it go down, man.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it
yes
is. Hey, T-Row, you know, how the newlywed doing, man? The newlywed doing good? How you doing, man?
Wow.
I ain't heard from you in a minute. How you doing? Is he good?
Oh,
is you good?
Good? You gonna hear, you gonna hear my Freestyle Friday, trust me.
Hey, let me tell you.
Hey, you know I'm in the business, man. I'm on this highway, man, doing my damn thing, man, trying to get to a game, so you know. I'm still on the line, but I'm in the streets, baby. That's how we do it.
Man, his wedding day, man, me and Scorchy was talking about it. We was about to turn it into Sucker Free Sunday and let him bust one, because he sounded so nervous when he was talking to us, you know what I'm saying, before he got married. But I'm sure you got it through, man. But, hey, man, the streets is talking, and like I said, from show number one to show number two all the way till I'm through. It's like EFN, dog. Everybody listening. Hey, sports officials, every Sunday, 1 o'clock. They are official, dog. We official.
T-Nick, why don't you give them the number?
Already.
805-856-2856. You can hit us up, or you can hit us up on Twitter at Blow Your Whistle. Nigga, don't blow my whistle. Blow your whistle. That's all I'm saying. Big Al, I'm waiting on you on Sunday, dog. That Geno Smith, brother, he's going to be back, baby.
There you have it. T-Nick calling in, and like he said, like E.F. Hutton, everybody listening. No doubt. No doubt. Man, Ro, I got another caller before we go to the break. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
What's up, El Boogie? My name's MT, calling from the HX. I'm in your backyard.
Oh, MT.
Oh,
what's
man
up with you, baby? That's Frank, though. Oh, that's from the hood. What's up with you, baby?
What's up with you, man? Hey, this is my first time,
man,
listening to your program.
Oh, man. Much love to
you
for
like
calling
it
in, man. Yeah, very
I like
nice
it. I
he
like the
it
energy, man. I like the energy. I like the topics, especially this AAU topic.
Give us your take on it.
So here's my take on the AAU topic. You know, Scoop Jackson, you know, used to write for Slam Magazine. He still might write for Slam Magazine. He
yeah
writes for ESPN. He just did an article. I forget what it's entitled, but it was saying something about the death of the playground legend. And it's interesting because he profiled a Phoenix native, G. Smith. Y'all know about G. Smith, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and he used G. Smith as an example of that cat that comes up, develops his game on the playgrounds in his city, going across the city, balling, playing against the old heads, getting schooled on the politics of the playground, really valuing all of that stuff, that's going away. And he really attributed a lot of that to the AAU scene. Because if you got in the summer now, you got these kids, they're no longer staying in their own backyard in the summer. They're no longer really balling in the community centers and those type of leagues anymore. They're out there, you know, playing AAU, and they're jumping from teams to teams and then moving around. And that whole piece where my man from ATL was talking about, there's no loyalty. But here's the deal, man. They have professionalized grassroots basketball. And my take on that is it's a, the bottom line is to continue to attack on black basketball. So what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, if you think about the whole street ball movement, now N1 came around and perverted the whole street ball movement. But what happened was when that whole street ball style of basketball, that black up and down fast-paced style of basketball really got put out there and these kids started picking it up, the institutions didn't like that. So what did they do? You had the NCAA and the NBA enter into a financial agreement, the first one ever, for about $50 million. Then you had that whole iHoops program jump off. And then you had the NCAA institute restrictions on recruiting, which made it where coaches no longer could go to, you know, like the Juneteenth. They used to have the Juneteenth tournament jumping off. There was a time when a college coach could come down and watch a kid play. They cut that out. So the only way a kid can actually be seen by a college coach is through the AAU system. And they just have pulled all of that away from, you know, the community programs, the way the community used to develop players through the different programs we had in the community, and push it out. And then the bottom line is they treat the kids like, you know, like I'll use the word slaves. They treat them just like college athletes. Most of these coaches exploit them. The shoe companies exploit them. They don't get developed. They don't get no life skills, nothing. And there it is. So that's my take on it, L Boogie. That's my take on it. You hit a nerve with me. That's an issue with me. And, you know, so I'm glad you're talking about it.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And we got to be for the people. And that's the thing that's going on right now in the summertime in the streets is this AAU. And one thing that you said, we're taking away from skills and drills in the gym at home. We're glorifying. All this is 17 and 18 year old miniature NBA. They travel around.
That's it.
They
yep.
eat for free. They get they're a part of Slam magazine. That's all they're playing for. And once they get to college and the pro, like I said, the game is so watered down now. Like you said, I think LeBron planned it. Who's his nemesis? Everybody's his friend now. Everybody wants to be friends, and it is not a good thing for our young people and for the game itself. I think it's hurting the game, and it's just a modern-day slavery. And the college coaches, guess what? They don't even come to the schools anymore. What about that kid who can't afford it? He doesn't even have a chance because, like you just said, they're not coming anymore to any games unless it's a Christmas tournament.
That's it. That's it. And that's the whole thing right there, L Boogie. If you're not this elite player, you know what I'm saying, you're not this elite player that people want to pay to have you on the team, or if your family doesn't have the resources, which is another, hey, man, you're talking about dropping another $5,000 to $7,000 a year to put your kid in one of these programs and cover that cost for that. You know, a lot of families aren't right now, man, a lot of families ain't got that extra, you know, but then you don't have the programs that used to be around that they could get that development. And then now the NCAA made it that the coaches can't come. So it's a systematic move. That's my point. I want to get, it's a systematic move.
Oh, man, there you have it. MT, I appreciate you calling in, and I need you to call in on Monday, and this is our...
FT, you on flow for us?
Yeah, I'm here, man, I'm here.
Hey, get him in on the Freestyle Friday, man.
Yes.
I'm driving in a major rainstorm, man, so I'm going to have to get, man. Because, you know, we in the streets, man, but I got to focus on the road. You know what I mean?
No doubt. And, MT, I got a slogan for you. This is the slogan.
All right.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. We appreciate you, MT. Oh, man, it got thick right there with Ro. Man. When we come back, we're going to have Freestyle Friday, and you already know, we got Skeeter Moe on the line, and Skeeter going to bless the mic. I wish these other guys would call in. We're going to try to get one more caller. Mac, I see you on the line, babe. I'm going to try to get you in before we get to this freestyle. Shout out to Poop. Shout out to D-Mac. Shout out to everybody back at the spot already. Let's do it.
Jay-Z, man, with your boy Kid Cudi, man, from the land. Man, it's hot in the asylum, man. It's so hot. Man, it's hot. I got people calling the board going crazy. Man, I got somebody special about to come on the line. I done been on her show, NoStaticRadio.com, man. She airs Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Man, the show is called Miss Sporty Pants, man. It's the ladies' locker room. The ladies' locker room. You hear me?
So, man, coming to you live, man, my girl Zara. Z, you on the line, baby?
I'm on the line, fam. What's going on out there? How y'all feeling? Y'all sounding real good out there. We sitting out here on the rooftop of Cleveland in Cleveland, Ohio. We feeling some kind of way the way y'all talking about this AAU basketball. We really feeling some kind of way. Els, really, as women, we got our kids out here playing. They hustling. They dedicated. You know, and then we starting them young. We starting them young, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I mean, are they not viable? We selling our kids. I mean, real talk, are we selling our kids some hoop dreams? I mean, are they going to be able to get out here and compete, really? I mean, you got to be the best of the best. If you're thinking about the opportunity, it's a small window. It's a small window of opportunity out here. I mean, our kids, they waking up early. They trying to do the diet regimen. They going to practice 24/7. They coaches is all in their ear. They feeling some kind of, I mean, what are we doing? Are we selling our kids dreams out here? I mean, you're talking about kids are not going to make it until they're, 17, 15, 16, 17. All the money is being funded towards the older groups or the older organizations. I mean, how... When do we start?
I mean, the wear and tear
on their bodies is
serious. That's how we feel. As parents. Well, as a parent, it's like this. And anything that they like to do, it's an investment. You know,
you gotta
remember this. Right, and you gotta remember this, though, Z. It's only going to be one out of 50 kids is going to either get a tryout.
I know, Els. I mean, we're not trying to knock our kids' confidence, and we all believe in our own children. You know, when we throw our children out here in the world, we all feel like they're the best of the best. You know, when they come home and they feeling some kind of way and they energized and they pumped about what their coach said and how they was the man today at the game, you know, I mean, how is this really going to play out? You know, I'm not trying to knock anybody. I mean, we definitely want to push our children to the ultimate. We want them to go far and beyond. We want them to be the best that they can be. But in the small window of opportunity, we also still want to make sure that they're healthy. We want to make sure as adults that their bodies don't have the wear and tear on them. I mean, we're trying to get them into an elite group, an elite group of individuals that are going to come out here, perform, and be able to perform against the best of the best. We want a LeBron James. We want a D-Wade. We want all of these folks and Kobe Bryant. We want them to be that. But in the event, I mean, do we have to have pool? Or is it just skill? Do we need to know somebody who knows somebody? You know, I see your phrase, tell a friend, tell another friend, tell a girlfriend. Do we need to be in the loop? How does this happen? How does this happen for the average child that's out here just out here playing basketball? Good at their skill. You know, I heard y'all playing about that, you know, that playground. I came in on the back end, so I didn't really get a chance to get the full scope. But I heard y'all talking about that playground basketball game. That stuff is serious. When they came out with the N1s, we love those leagues. We love to watch those leagues. You know what I'm saying? And we want our children to get out there and perform, but they're not making no serious money. They're not making no serious money.
Exactly.
And then by the time they get about, what, 20? I mean, and they playing in the N1 leagues. Where they going? They're not making it in the fold, though. Well,
see, that's the thing. As parents, as mentors, we have to be very conscious of how we give our kids confidence. Because one thing that I always stress to, you know, to the kids is, for every one of you, it's three of them in Texas. It's five of them in Los Angeles. You have to work hard. But one thing that we're going to try to do that other kids might not do We're going to try to get this college scholarship. That's first. We can't, see, some parents, they get their child an unrealistic dream because I know so many athletes, but I only know out of my circle. I played against a whole bunch of guys.
Right.
Out of my circle, I only know, I talk about friends, and I've had a whole bunch of them play sports. I only know three of them that made it to whatever league they play in. You have to be blessed. It has to be timing, and it has to be on that individual. So it's just opportunity.
They become like the neighborhood coaches. You know, that ain't no money in the neighborhood coaches. You know, when you out here coaching for the rec team or
remember
that's
this, like
that's
I said earlier, you know, right, you know who are the coaches of these AAU teams? Guys who hoop dream did not come true. Guys that are, who are pharmacists in the street who's going to say to that kid, who's going to say to that kid, hey, man, I got your sneakers. Just look out for me on the long run. That's where us as parents, we have to step in and hope that our child doesn't fall into that play and just keep his head up and hopefully the stars fall in line and it happens. Because let's just remember, the best players on the planet ain't in the league. Somewhere in another, they got caught up, whether it be injuries, whether it be, you know, doing wrong or not with the grades. So we have to make sure to tell our kids this first thing. They're students. Student athlete first.
Student
and then after that, they hold their own destiny. That's it.
Student,
and let me ask you this, I know you're a Cleveland Browns fan. I know you're a Cleveland Browns fan. You're from Cleveland. What do you think your Brownies are going to do this year before I let you go, baby?
Don't do me like that, family. You know I'm hometown love all day, every day. I am in the streets. We are talking. We are hyped up. It is Dogtown City. I'm going to give you a go ahead. Woo, 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 woo. That is the ladies. That is the ladies. Dogtown. Well, you don't play with Cleveland Dogtown fans. I don't care what they saying about our team. They've been saying that we've been failing. I'm not going to even say we've been failing. We've been struggling. We stay struggling. We got a general manager, this Haslam dude who's caught up in his fan stuff. He's still trying to clear his name. We're still trying to figure out what is the fate of our team in all actuality. We don't know if the feds going to come in and take us out. We don't know anything. But when it comes down to the fan base, when it comes down to the city, when it comes down to the love of it all, we still rocking our brown and orange. We don't play about our team, and we don't go in full strength. We are optimistic about what we're looking at in 2013-14 season, and we just going to go hard like we always do. It's always love here in Cleveland. We do not falter. We do not fall to the wayside. The streets is always talking about these Cleveland Browns here in the city of Ohio, and we just don't play about our team, period. I don't care. You know, we ain't really been hit ill in a long time.
AZ. AZ.
Yes.
Before we let you go, please give the world your information. So we can get you, so they can listen in tomorrow to your show.
You know what? We love the Streets Talking here in Cleveland. We are live every Saturday on the Miss 40 Tan Show. We are in the ladies' locker room. We talk about all the sports-related issues that the ladies want to talk. Ew, did we not go hard on you cannot make a hoe into a husband? Did you not go ahead and give the business? The Streets was talking in Cleveland that weekend, and the ladies were absolutely listening. L came in the building. He
shut
the radio down. It was such a great time. We love the Streets are talking. UT Roy, you guys are absolutely the business. We are in Cleveland, Ohio. We love you. We stay listening. We are on live today supporting you in any way possible. The ladies' locker room love the Streets Are Talking. Y'all are doing the business. We're sitting here on the rooftop of Cleveland out here in the flats. We loving this. We are enjoying you all show. Unfortunately, we caught you guys on the back end about the conversation with the AAU basketball. I'm just rambling. I really want to go ahead and continue to look at what you guys are talking about, but definitely give us a shout-out for the, all those that are listening. NoStaticRadio.com every Saturday, 1 to 3, in the ladies' locker room with Miss 4010. We keep it hot. And the Streets were talking, and they kept it even hotter. We love you guys.
There you have it.
Come back.
We thank you, Z.
Come back.
No question. You know I. You know I'm coming back, and I'm.
Come on back.
No question.
Come on back.
No doubt.
He's down in the building. Is he out there? It's a right hand man.
You know he got. You know he's in. You know he's in Las Vegas right now with his son for AAU tournament. So we stay traveling, we stay in the streets, so we're gonna keep it hot and we're gonna go through a commercial. Z, you gotta stay on. You gotta listen to the Freestyle Friday. But until then we're gonna go to commercial. And remember this, Z, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. No doubt.
Ooh, you're so
your
sexy.
Boy, L Boogie.
Hey, yo. This is the remix. I ain't say that in a minute. Miguel, Chris Montana, Bad Boy, yo, Ted Smooth.
Ted Smooth, straight face.
Check it out. Hey, your love is like perfection. Like perfection. My protection. My protection. My resurrect, let's rock. I need it when I be stressing. You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach out. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins. Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens. You know that bad boy gang, cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train. I kick in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me no more, Sean. Let's rock, El Scott, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back, baby. No, no, baby. I can't wait to see your friend. Ooh, baby. Just like this, let's rock. Come on. My love. Just let the love on you. Hey, baby.
Yeah. Woo-wee, the streets is talking. We just had a short commercial. Man, it's Freestyle Friday. We got about 11, 12 minutes. So I'm going to let my guys come in and do their thing. Man, Skeeter Moe, Jenkins Johnson III, what the deal,
what
baby? You on the line?
Oh, yeah, you know it. You know it.
Man,
I'm
how you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm living life with this information with my boy Bootney Loke over here.
Oh, Bootney Fines, my baby.
Yeah, man, my man's
no
over
doubt.
Here.
What's up with it, T-Rose?
Oh, man. Oh, man, we just chilling, man. Like I said, we stay cool like how we be cool. You feel me?
Yeah,
no doubt. So, Skeeter Moe, you know, I'm away to the end, man. I need you to hit us off with a freestyle, man. You know, because I got a couple other people on the line and we short on time. So, go ahead, man. Let me hear something, man. Give me right for the weekend, man.
Already, you know, it's one love, man. Maximum respect one more time for your Ms. Nine, man. Skeeter Moe Johnson, Jenkins Jr. III, North Park, Texas, finest. You dig? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this one for Trayvon Martin, too. You dig? Okay, it's SK, Eta, out the park like Gita, K keep the mic smoking, nigga, like fresh cooked fajita. My dress coat on leisure, my hair cut on Caesar. Alligator on my sneaker, them niggas off in the bleachers. And we go hard, Humphrey Bogart, extra cheese up on my pizza. Get up on this king shit and kiss the name of my visa. Don't forget the Chucks too, I don't fuck with you, you don't fuck with me. Seen that nigga the other day coming out that double tree, I was shell shocked. Flashback, yo money, my money done passed that. Link bastard didn't call the fire, damn near had to get it a casket. Drastic, tragic. Smoking to me is a habit. We rank King Supreme. Them niggas wish they had that. It's Friday like Dragnet. Gonna get my fucking raincoat. Twist me up some fucking dope. Sailing off like a fucking boat. Hey.
Ooh, wee. Peace to Trayvon Martin on that one. That was cold. Oh, yeah. No doubt. Skeetamo, man, we appreciate your blessing us, baby. Thank you, man. That was cold. He said my hair man. Cut like Caesar. Alligator on my sneaker. Man, I'm catching everything, man. Like my man Johnny Bench, man. I'm catching everything. Trust me.
Yes, sir, man.
You
much love
know.
For our family. You know, one love for the streets is talking, man. Y'all boys doing your thing. I want you to keep it up, love life, and live it up to the fullest, man, you know?
Oh, man, no doubt, no doubt. And once again, man, congratulations on that marriage, man, and keep it going. And like an alcoholic would say, one day at a time, baby.
Yes, sir.
No doubt, no doubt. Thanks, Skeeter Mo, Chicken Johnson III. Let's go to our next caller, Charlie Hustle. You in the building,
what's
man?
What's the deal?
What's the deal?
Man,
oh,
I'm
man. Hustle,
here, man,
let me hear some, Charlie, man. We got about 8 minutes. Give me a minute right now. Let me hear some. Drop it on the one.
Hey,
two.
Yo. Hold on. Before we say any motherfucking thing, I want to shout out GME Goldmine Music Empire. Shout out to Steve, Doug, my big homie CA. Shout out to Goldmine Akron. Shout out to Goldmine Cleveland. I go by the name of the Finesse Water World. Shout out to Arizona. Streets is talking radio. And that's it. That's all.
Oh, man. We appreciate that shout out, man. Let me hear some. Go.
Hey, Uncle L Boogie, we just did this Versace, man. We're going to let you hear this Versace. We just killed this shit.
Well, let me hear it, man. Let me hear it right quick.
It's funny how niggas be talking that shit, but these niggas be faking it. I'm tired of these niggas just talking. These niggas just talking and making shit. I heard that they saying I'm running. I'm hiding, but I'm just vacationing.
What?
And you niggas watching me do it. I'm sorry, but that come with making it. Versace, fuck it, I might just start making it. Yo, bitch on my dick so much, nigga, she told me I might just start taking it.
Wow.
I told her lay off on my dick so much, baby, I feel like you wasting it.
Wow.
You a pussy, nigga, pause.
No.
I'm gonna make some shit.
No.
My city, they love me, my hood, they behind me, I'm late for shit.
Damn.
And I can lose 20 pounds, that's nothing, cause I don't pay for shit. Me and my niggas, we up in this bitch. We up in this bitch with a bunch of whole pistols. We up in this bitch, and we up in this bitch. Till it be a cold day in hell up in this bitch. Y'all niggas ain't shit. My niggas, we headed to Vegas to make it one hell of a time.
We living.
20 bands off, 20 I ain't tripping, cause it's real shit paying for mine.
Yo.
Young Charlie got a plug and a plug got it all. We ain't tripping on call, we can get a nigga ball. We can get a nigga half, we can get a nigga all. All the nigga gotta do is string it off. Nigga, we ain't tripping. Versace, we living.
We living.
And niggas don't get what I'm saying, cause niggas, they don't get what I'm getting. Young Charlie on IG, all he do is smoke weed, money grams, show the heat difference. If the band catch up, we don't even give a fuck, cause I'm only making this big difference. The money cost nigga, I can tell you a hard-headed nigga, you ain't never gonna listen. Versace, young Charlie has to show these niggas what I didn't mention.
Versace, I'm cocky, you niggas, they copy. I'm winning, I'm holding, I'm drinking, I'm fucking with, they try to copy,
they copy.
My life's amazing, I'm living a movie, you niggas is watching,
just watch me.
They trying, it ain't harder to do me, but you know that them niggas not me,
they not me.
I'm OC chirping, I'm plugging with Migos, my prices are cheaper,
they cheaper.
I'm the quarterback, and you niggas receiver. I fucked your bitch one time, my nigga, I ain't trying to keep her. And if that Jose that you love me, my nigga, then I don't know what
to do.
These niggas be hating, they hating. I'm all in the I'm making. I got a small circle, cause most of these niggas, they really be faking.
They faking.
Cause the money not coming to me, I don't need it, you know I'm not waiting.
We in finesse, we tuna, we trapping on all our rotations. My niggas are young, my niggas are old, my niggas are bold.
So bold.
Your niggas are sweetie, your niggas are peons, your niggas are cold.
They cold.
Them girls are freezing and 40 in my city, you know that I go.
Oh, so okay, okay. Hey, hey. I had to meet them guys, man. Hey, y'all did great, man. Hey, how can we get in touch with, how can we get your music, man? Where do we go with that?
Go to www.soundcloud.finessetrl, and you can go to deathpimp.com, waterworld H2O, finesse GME. Me and the young boy Charlie Hustle, my niggas fucked up, but it's cool, man. He don't do this, this is what I do. Lead a rapping to me. Shout out to L Boogie. Streets is talking radio. And like my nigga said, niggas who talk don't know. And niggas that know don't talk. Believe that. Keep y'all motherfucking mouth closed. Put the pistol in your mouth, bitch.
Woo-wee. The streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. And you know we get grimy on Freestyle Friday. Because you already know, baby, when the streets is talking, we like E.F. Hutton. Everybody listening. Versace, 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 Versace. You better be watching because Boo Meeks might body you. Y'all know I can't rap, man. I'm going to leave it at that. Man, we got a couple minutes, but the first thing is on my mind, as I say, Meeks is mine, as we get off the air. You already know what I'm on. Man, these young guys, modern day slavery, we got to keep them out of that. We got to, because remember, I'm like Chief Keef, man. This some of the stuff that I don't like. Aaron Hernandez, you doing shit that I don't like. PEDs, Alex Rodriguez, you still using? Come on, man. I'm going to end it off with that, man. This is some of the shit that I don't like. Man, money.
My nigga
me.
My
nigga me.
Light. 9 p.m. Eastern, man. Monday to Friday. T. Rowe, Jewel's the G, and I'm your host, L. Boogie. Get at us, www.com. Excuse me, www.blogtalkradio.com. Search sports. Man, the streets is talking with a zero, and that's not a typo. I'm your host, L. Boogie. And listen to this. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. We hot. I'm going to try to get London Fletcher in here on Monday so we can holler about this training camp before he go in. Oh, it's football season. College football. Johnny Manziel, you doing some of that don't like. We're going to end it off with that. Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, I didn't go ice.
like. Don't like, like. A snitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like, like. Don't like, like. Don't like, like. A bitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. I'm killing these niggas, shit that they don't like. Now, broke, you got the 30, he ain't tryna fight. Bang. Got your bitch out with in it all night. She gone. Fredo in the cut, that's a scary sight. Man, now, you not with the shit, you can die tonight. I only want the top, I ain't tryna fight. Stop. Them youngins with the shit, they be throwing fight. Bang. Floating off a flat, I might take flight. 300, bitch, we hot, we done took flight. Taking shit down, we ain't like the fight. Thirsty ass bitches, shit that we don't like. OTF, DBE, yo bitch like. A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak this up, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like, like, don't like, like. A snitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like, like. Don't like, like, don't like, like. A bitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like, like, don't like, like. A snitch, nigga.